This lady used to be a Mamma Mia editor and write hilarious Bachelor and Bachelorette recaps. She has got a brand new book out called Every Lie I've Ever Told. Rosie Waterland, good morning.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. Excited to be talking to my Griffith homeland.
Yes.
Now, exactly right.
You have a brand new book out at the moment, and you are actually going to be coming to Griffith shortly. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But tell us about this new book, Every Lie I've Ever Told.
Well, it just sort of started out as a book of funny essays about, believe it or not, every lie I've ever told. And then a very, very dear friend of mine, Antonio, who's from Griffith, so that's why it's kind of like my home away from home, he sadly passed away last year. So then I sort of weaved the narrative of my friendship with him and my grief about losing him into the book also. So it's kind of, it ended up a very kind of dark comedy, because I can't not put a fart joke on every page.
And everyone loves toilet humour, and those who say they don't find it funny are liars.
Yeah, liars. All liars.
So, Rosie, when you started writing down every lie you've ever told, were you surprised at how many you've told?
But honestly, if you go back and look over your life and look at all the ridiculous fibs and lies you've told to other people and to yourself, the list is actually shockingly long. Like, I came up with the title before I started writing the book. The title was the first thing I came up with, and I was surprised at how much material I was able to get out of it.
Which one surprised you most that you told or told yourself? Which one stood out and you went, oh my God, I can't believe I actually did that to me?
Oh my gosh. Probably, well, you know what, this one isn't surprising because I'm like the laziest person in the world, but when I was in year eight, I faked a knee injury about 20 metres into the cross country because I just thought, nah.
Rosie, you are my new best friend.
You didn't even get out of the oval, Rosie. You didn't even leave the oval.
And then I was screwed because they sent an ambulance to come and get me to the ER. But I really had to commit to that life this time. But at least I didn't have to do the cross country, you guys.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Now, Rosie, with this book, do you feel that this is probably a bit more open to, how do I put it? It's probably a bit more of your soul revealed, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the first book, The Anti-Cool Girl, was more of a straight-up memoir just about my childhood and into my 20s. And this book was just meant to be a whole bunch of funny stories. And then, obviously, my friend died and I grappled with my own mental health after losing him. And so I had to reveal quite a lot of very vulnerable stuff for me. I mean, I tell all these lies in the book and I talk about, you know, posting naked photos and farting in front of people. But of all that weird, embarrassing stuff, it was actually scariest to reveal a lot of my very personal mental health issues over the last year.
Can we talk about your Griffith connection?
Because
Tony, who you've spoken about just before, your dear friend who unfortunately has passed away, he's from Griffith.
Yeah, born and bred Griffith boy. And he's probably like my all-time best friend, the closest thing I've ever had to a life partner. We were very, very close. We've known each other since we were 17. We met when we went to drama school.
Oh,
and
wow.
His entire family is from Griffith. And so it's just, it's like my home away from home. I feel like his family is my second family. And when it came time to organize the book tour, no offense, you guys, but Griffith doesn't tend to be a regular stop.
No.
Author's book tour. And I demanded it. I made sure that my publisher, HarperCollins, put a Griffith event on the calendar. So I'm most excited about this book stop than any other.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
and so
cool.
You are going to be coming here. You're going to be at the Griffith City Library at 6:30 on the 18th of October for your book tour.
Hosted by yourself,
yeah,
Claire.
Hosted by me. And Rosie, I can't wait to meet up with you and to find out in more depth about this book and your history here. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Antonio has this huge Italian family in Griffith. I feel like the entire audience is just going to be like 100 of Tony's cousins. but everybody's welcome to come. I love Griffith so much. I love that whole town. And I'm so psyched that I finally get to go there and share the book with the fans.
Absolutely.
It's really, really exciting, Rosie. And just before we let you go, the Bachelorette, Sophie Monk, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up. She is a Bogan Queen goddess. It is the one thing that is making me regret not writing about how fabulous she is. I love her.
Because when it first started, my girlfriend and I were like, we are super scared of Sophie Monk's the Bachelorette. I'm like, why'd they make this decision? But she's gotten my heart. I'm in love with her.
Sophie Monk, Prime Minister. She's amazing.
Well, Rosie Wardland, Every Lie I've Ever Told is your brand new book.
Yes.
It is out now. You can grab it. Plus, you're going to be here in Griffith, which is so very exciting.
That's on the 18th of October. Every Lie I've Ever Told is the brand new book, and it'll be at the Griffith City Library. You can contact the library for more information or find the event on Facebook.
Rosie Wardland, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys.